Just another mental health tip. My tip for today follows yesterday. And yesterday, my parents came to see us. And having spent the last 2 years aware that I was mentally ill, but still frantically trying to think what I could do to start a new career or to, you know, to sort myself out prematurely, because the thing I had to do was to get mentally well. But the thing that I've concluded after especially some conversations yesterday is set yourself small country paths or small B roads that lead to where you want to be, and don't take the motorway. It's a bit of a cheesy analogy, but it fits very well, because I have so many times had grand ideas for what I would do for a living when I was better, and all that they did were scare me really in the long run, because they were so grand. And I have two great ideas at the minute. Well, I have my company that I've founded and will be starting to develop slowly, at least a 9-month R&D or play period for the people involved, which will just involve experimenting with some cutting-edge technologies, simplifying them, making them things that people every day would want to use. But it's really not something that there's any costs, a huge cost associated with. It's something that I can do because I have a business premises in London now, because it can't be I can't be renting it out. And it's the live work unit. This isn't a mental health tip at all. This is an audio boo. Oh well, it's just an audio boo. Sod the mental health tip. It's in there somewhere. But I'm talking too much about it. But anyway, what came out of yesterday was that my parents think it's a great idea, because ultimately I don't. You know, it's a slow 9 months of doing what I do anyway, which is playing with web app development. And the other thing is, I've always had an interest in food and agriculture, and have some aspirations, especially in local, hyper-local food, to support a alternative economy. In other words, alternative access to farmers' surpluses by using a geolocating iPhone app. But to do that, I need to meet the local farmers, I need to get familiar with all the local produce. And so, me and my dad are going to, one day a week, and maybe not even every week, start a small garden and kitchen market stall in the old historical indoor market in Sandbach. It's open Thursdays and Saturdays, and you can take a stall whenever you like. So I'm going to, first of all, source some local chutney ingredients and make some pickles and chutneys, and then buy some nice meat and season and hang and cure, and possibly smoke it, and do a few little things like that to make some little local foods a little bit more gourmet, and then just try it one day, not spend too much money on everything, just enough, and have Claude and a couple of her friends giving out samples of our fantastic meat. And it's Cheshire, of course, so I'll be trying to find some cheese suppliers that produce cheese locally and to a fine standard. So it'll be a small stall, but it will be mixed between local food prepared locally. And also my dad comes into it, because we will be advising people on how to grow their own local food so they don't have to buy from us. Everything from simple things like vegetable patches to more complicated things like keeping chickens to growing fruit. My uncle's actually a fruit farmer, and my dad is a very, very knowledgeable farmer and farmer gardener. And my uncle will help us as well. They all think it's a great idea, and it's really something that will unusually be just an advertisement for the app. I'll be making eventually, but it just gives us the contacts and the people that we need to have to slowly develop this particular app, which will basically simply be sitting on anyone's GPS enabled device or location sensitive mobile device, and if they have it installed, it will push through notifications when local produce is produced and cropped. So as soon as the tomatoes come off the vine, there'll be access from the farm shop, but you'll be notified that it's all ready, so you'll be able to nip down and get them. It comes out of an idea or a knowledge about farming surpluses and the EU's requirement for farmers to overproduce food. The overproduction can be dealt with in various ways, but there are ways of enabling it back, for example, into the farm shop of a farm, and therefore onto me as a wholesale purchase or onto customers as retail. And hopefully the farm shops around here, and there are several, or quite a few, will see an increase in trade and therefore like it and encourage people to use it. And then if the work concept works, it's hyper-local really, so there's no need to do it anywhere else but here. But if the concept works here, which I think it's the perfect kind of area for it, then I'll go ahead and take the app out of beta and make it nationwide. And hopefully get a team of people who are interested in food and growing to spread the word in their areas. I'm sure that will be a social media job. Yeah, but this is just, these are just not very demanding, fun ideas. I make nice homemade pies, so I'll be making some homemade pies with the lamb I can see over in the field opposite. Obviously I'll be speaking to the farmer first, but yeah, just pathways, little pathways rather than motorways, rather than full steam ahead, what have I got to do now? And I find the mind just never gets a chance to overheat. I suppose it's just like any other engine, you've got to drive it at the right speed. Yeah, well, since this has just turned into a boo, what am I going to do today? I'm looking out of my window. My parents came yesterday, and I went out to Homebase to buy a barbecue. And they had a brilliant sale, and I got a fantastic barbecue from Homebase for, I think it was a quite expensive one, but less than £80. And it's cast iron, huge square. It's got two different grills that rotate, a few with the handles, and two chopping boards on it. So I recommend that. It's Homebase's own brand. But it's just different, a different level of sturdiness to usual barbecues. Anyway, we had that last night. It was really nice. And my parents brought so much stuff. They've brought trees and plants and grow bags and a temporary greenhouse. Well, like a tent that's a greenhouse, which I'm really chuffed with. It's got shelves in it and stuff. They even brought loads of fuel. Mum brought a roast chicken and a big pan of scouse. Loads of food. It was unbelievable that their car must be a TARDIS. And they brought news that I'd asked my dad to look out for a particular vehicle for me, and they've brought news that they've found one really cheaper than I'd hoped as well, and with only 72,000 miles on the clock. So yeah, we're going to see it on Monday, and with a bit of luck I'll soon be the proud owner of a rather rustic but very functional Land Rover to be able to, you know, carry stuff about, like a big chunks of meat, or be able to get a trailer on the back because it's got tow. Yeah, and it's in traditional Land Rover green, which I'm not bothered about. And I don't want a Chelsea tractor. I want a functioning 4x4 that can deal with the Peak District, which is over the road, and take Poppy out. And it sounds like the perfect vehicle, so it's coming from a Land Rover specialist, a friend of my dad's, who's found it because his colleague owns it, and is also a Land Rover specialist who's been looking after it for all this time. So it's only got 72,000 on the clock, even though it's 15 years old. And it's ridiculously cheap, about £1,500. 2 litre. Yeah, just sounds perfect. So I'm really excited. hope that comes off, because at the moment it's quite difficult getting about with a two-seater and a dog. Anyway, yeah, I'm going to go and get a hose pipe from Homebase to sort the seed on the lawn, which I'm noticing an awful lot of robins taking an interest in. And yeah, just water that in and wash the car for Claude so that she's got a nice shiny car to go to work in her new job. Well, in her new offices on Oxford Road in Manchester tomorrow for BBC Children starting up there. She's nervous, obviously, because there's not many people have gone yet. I think there's one or two people from Children's. So she's one of the pioneers. And it obviously meant we could come up here early, so it suited us. Anyway, I bet this is another ridiculously long boo. I seem to... I think I probably said things quicker when I was more manic. And therefore didn't go on as long. I'll stop. Have a good day. And, yeah, hope the sun comes out today. It's a little bit cloudy. It's quite a nice day, but... enjoy.